Let me just, I want to make sure for my own good that I'm getting all this right. This is the cantle here. Mm-hmm. And this is, you call this a butt pad?
Right.
And this is the jockey here?
This is actually the rear rigging.
Rear rigging. Mm-hmm.
This is the jockey here, because it'll cover that.
Okay.
That's the rear jockey.
And what do you call this?
It's a skirt.
A skirt. And how about this here?
Okay, that's the front rigging there.
Front rigging.
And that's a plate style. Mm-hmm. Seat jockey. The old style, this was separate. It was stopped right here like that. Uh-huh. Like on those old saddles.
Uh-huh.
This ear is separate. So this, that's where it used to be. This was the front jockey. Mm-hmm. This was the rear jockey. This was the seat
tree. I'm just trying to figure out how much of this you need. This is your work here.
Yeah, all of it.
All the leather.
That surface is completely bare.
You can see it right here. See, this has nothing in here at all.
Right.
And that under there, that's what's called the ground seat. That right there is permanent how it sits.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. You can make that ground seat work. Ground. This way or flat this way, high, low, wide, narrow. You can get where a person sits in there.
Do you ever make one? This might sound like a stupid question, but do you ever make one and somebody you have problems with it? You know, once you get the saddle made for the guy, you have to really work out to get it to fit. Or?
Sometimes I have to make an adjustment on the ground seat.
I don't know.
Sometimes I may want a little higher or something.
But I would imagine since it's all leather that the saddle kind of gets to fit the person and the horse too.
Yeah, right. When it's new, you know, you've got little bulges and stiff places on it. Now if it's used, it kind of,
you know. Normally, does the saddle owner have to oil it down, or when it's done, do you oil it or anything?
Yeah, I oil them one complete heavy time, real heavy.
And what kind of oil do you use?
Rice oil.
That's a new one on me.
it's
made from rice?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's neat's foot oil come from, do you know?
From neat's feet. A neat is an old, like a colonial term for cattle.
So it comes from cattle?
Feet.
From the feet? Oh, we are. Never knew that.
Yeah, well, I guess they probably, of course, not much now, but like any class of stock, a neat could have been sheep, whatever, but mainly cattle, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're just called neats.
Maybe we can walk around the shop a little bit. We can just talk about what you got in your shop here. First of all, what are all these old saddles here?
These real old ones? These are
all these.
Oh,
are they in for repair or?
Yeah, most of them are. What does the medium is padded seat?
Uh-huh.
Finished this one under here is it just got a rig and tore loose on it. This one needs a new seat. This one needs stirrup leather, peach wool. This one gets new fenders, new stirrup leather, new rigging. One under it, I know it needs a rigging. Yes, Mary.
next thing, that one there is just a junker.
I was going to say, it's been around the block.
Back together, I've been putting that off. He don't want to put much money into it, and I don't want to do much work for free.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of just stopped right there for now. Now, these here are actually like collector's saddles. This was from Miles City. This one here is a Fraser. If this saddle was in good condition, it would be very valuable. But a guy, these aren't mine. A guy bought this through pictures from a fellow out in Wyoming or Montana. Mm-hmm. And they stung him on them awful bad. See, on the picture, they had these rat marks all covered up.
Uh-huh.
Where you couldn't see them. And he paid $200 a piece for these saddles. Mm-hmm. Through photographs.
What vintage are they?
Oh, 1800s.
Uh-huh.
Late 1890s.
Uh-huh.
Right. Early 19.
Yeah, you can tell her from another time.
And this is what's called a loop seat. Right here. You don't see many saddles done this way today because it inhibits the stirrup, which is locked right there, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the difference here, like in front of jockeys. See this, how this is separate from this seat?
Uh-huh. And this is called what again?
Swells. Swells, forks, pommel.
Pommel.
Yeah,
I've heard that,
Different. Pommel's kind of an English armory. Yeah.
Is that a real zebra skin there?
Yeah. I had it. It was his uncle's or something. I greased it up, oiled it, put some conditioner on it for him.
I'm like,
yeah, it looked like it was busy. Hey.
So, what do we got here?
Right, this is a 9710 Singer harness machine. It'll sew probably. Oh. 3/4 inch, easy.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is it?
It's probably at least 50 years old.
Where's a guy get something like that? You have to beat the bushes?
Well, yeah. They've got some trade magazines now.
Uh-huh.
That make finding stuff a lot easier.
Uh-huh.
Well, I bought all three of these. Come from different shops, you know, guys. This one, guy, he just closed down. This one, that small one.
From here in Florida?
Yeah, he was from Arcadia. That one there, I got a shop over in Melbourne. I traded him for that one. That was the first machine I ever got right there. Well, second. I got one that was a big, elaborate, monstrous thing.
That's the old one, too. That used to be a treadle machine.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This thing over here, this is kind of interesting. This is a current splitter. A crank like this.
A what is it?
Crank splitter.
So that splits the leather?
Yes, sir. You put it in here. And turn that crank and it cuts it down to the size you want.
That's great. And that's how they do it.
That's what they say, dolphin. Yeah. Uh-huh. They have, they, you know, now they got big power splitters, mm-hmm. you know, it's a nice thing. But you look right here, you'll see the patent date on there. The last patent date was 1884.
Mm-hmm. So where's the blade on it?
It's right under this, under here. It's a double hollow ground blade.
You have to get it sharpened very often? Or?
Well, you know, it depends on how much you use it.
Yeah. It seems like
it just stays, it's very good steel in it.
Yeah, of course leather isn't, doesn't tear it up.
Right, it, you know, it's, if you were, you know, I don't sharpen it that much, maybe 3 or 4 months sometimes.
Uh-huh. You sharpen it yourself, right? Send out.
Yeah, no, I sharpen it.
That's a good trick.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm awful careful when I pull that blade out of there.
yeah. Well,
I don't want my seat now. Sprung a leak the other day and I got all these patterns right here that just, it's just like pieces of paper to most people, but that's hours and hours of work right there to draw them, you know.
And you draw that and you make them up yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm bullies.
So when...
Mm-hmm. See, this would be right here. That's actually one of the hardest things that for Greg that he'll have to learn right here. I mean,
has to learn how to make his own patterns.
Right. Yeah, because... Each one of those is a different fender pattern.
You can get my other camera.
So. Damn, it's been cold here to meet you.
I get some shots of you holding those patterns.
Makeup.
What are these strings, mate? You draw those strings. Are those some you just kept that you use?
Well,
legs well?
Yeah, they get the ends motion. Here, this is for lengthening or shortening them. That pattern there. All these fenders are from extended ones for, like people say, 6'3". Take a different size than a guy 5.5 foot tall. Kids' patterns, all different shapes. These are all riggings right here. Most of these are all
plate. Get up there a little closer, Greg.
Different plate and end skirt riggings. Like this is a plate. This is for an end skirt. These are all for different horns here. Different styles. Different neck wraps. These are all jockeys here. for every different style of skirt you got, you got to have a different jockey, usually. Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of patterns.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, what kind of deal?
Yeah, well, just tell me about all the work on it.
Well, it's a modified association. Got a plate rigging on it. This is dropped down a little bit more than normal is used down here. This is that kind of horn, like that other one was. It's, you know, built up under here. Made it out.
Four aces on there.
Four aces. Can't leave.
Hey. When'd you make that?
The aces?
Well, the whole saddle.
When did I make it?
Yeah.
In, I think last May.
Oh.
It's not even a year old. Martin Gill. And Brad Hunt. Get it up here high like this. I'm riding it. Yeah, when I was stamping this, I'd have to take like one of these fenders, start here, and it'll work away from me. When I got a section done, I'd take a piece of paper and lay over it, cover it up. Not those lines, they, you can look at it, you know, and then just move like that.
Look at it too long.
Yeah. Hand up one, chew it on my swell over here, and then get one down the trailer.
Did you say you met Blake Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He moved, didn't he? I think he was going, he was done. He wanted to move out and share a shop with Bob Bellis.
Yeah, they were talking about going to Fredericksburg, I think.
Texas,
yes. I believe it's Fredericksburg.
That's one that inspired me right there. Made me want to learn.
Yeah. Was,
he's ready to bust now. Still off the pretty.
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful in the making.
Actually, we could take that sucker out in the sun, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That'd be real good. Be real good.
Well, Mike, I finally got me some. I wasn't going to get me any cut out. That'd be a pair of these, too.